sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
If they go big early in Game 3, do you expect to have the same type of reaction to it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think we've got to just talk about what our best case scenario is. The part that is hard about them going big is twofold. Number one is the rebounding becomes unbelievable when you insert Thompson, because Thompson's a tremendous offensive rebounder, as is Love. So now you've got the 4 and the 5 on the court that are just tremendous offensive rebounding. And then you shift LeBron to the 3, which is a size issue, obviously, for most threes in the league. And so there's a lot there to unpack, and you just have to kind of look at it possession by possession. You might have to do some unorthodox things from a matchup standpoint when we're small. And then when we were big, we were a little bit better, especially in that third quarter run. You know, we had Morris at the 3. So we'll have to gauge all that, look at it all, and figure out what our best thing is moving forward.
Is there a chance you change your starting lineup again?
Sure.
Brad Stevens with us just a segment ago. Last night, had to adjust to the Cavs going big. He's probably going to have to adjust to that at some point in games 3 and 4 in Cleveland, and that may lead him to change his starting lineup. You may have to go with size early, out of the gate, especially being on the road. You don't want to get behind on the road. You can get behind at home.
Yeah,
I know that
game.
He said 11 is nothing. Being behind 11 in Cleveland, I don't love the Celtics' chances of a comeback there in that spot.
Were you down 20-something, 26 when you came back that one day? You're not going to do that against Cleveland. You can't let this game get away from you early.
No, which means he may need a more immediate response to the size that Cleveland puts on the floor. That may mean Aaron Baines goes into the starting lineup. Who comes out of the starting lineup?
Brian Morris.
I don't know if that's true, because how can you do that if you need the size and physicality of what they're putting on the floor?
Oh, Morris is so good in the matchup against James.
I don't think it's Morris. I don't think it's Horford. It's not Rozier. It's not Brown. Who does that leave?
Come on.
Sort of by process of elimination.
Wow.
So the game changed when Tatum left. That's what I was saying. The third quarter run, they took Tatum out. They put Baines in. They were down 9. All of a sudden, they were up 5.
And it's so hard just even
it took
say
8 minutes.
That,
took
okay,
eight
here's
minutes.
Your starting
it was a
lineup.
14-point swing in 8 minutes.
We're going to insert Baines and take Tatum out.
That's what this team's about, right?
But you know what? It works for them. You're right. It's so matchup-based that the lineup is rotational. They don't care who starts. That's what's great about this team.
The flip side is you get scoring off the bench with Tatum.
Yeah.
That's the bright side of it.
The bench. I like how we talk about the Celtics bench. Like, oh, the bench, which is like three guys.
The way Morris is feeling us right now, you've got to keep him on James early.
2.5 players.
Yeah. The bench.
The bench. It doesn't really matter. I mean, that is sort of the very respectable thing about what's happening right now with the Celtics. It's not cliche to say, well, they've got quite the team approach going on right now. No, they do. And everybody has sat at different times, and everybody has been bounced in and out of this starting lineup at times, and no one seems to give a damn. No one really seems to care.
Tatum's been starting all year, though. That's going to be an interesting one if they do that. It's going to be, I don't think it's going to be a big deal, but it's going to be interesting.
But it's not like he's not going to get minutes. Right? It's not like you're going to get
He may be on the floor at the end of the game, too.
You're not getting stashed on the bench as a result.
Yeah, it's not a demotion.
I mean, look at that, right? Where you've got a team where I think you could get away. You could put him on the bench, and I don't think he's going to cause an issue for you.
No, but call what it is. Right? Cleveland is a desperate team. They're down 0-2. So the kid's smart enough to and has a good enough basketball sense that my coach is so good that he's going to counter their desperation.
You know, consider
that's
that.
What this is.
And then consider what happened with Cleveland in their previous series with Rodney Hood, who refused to go into the game. In the fourth quarter, 7.5 minutes to play. Did you see the story? Cavs called a timeout with a 30-point lead. 7:38 left. And they tried to put Rodney Hood in for LeBron James. It was a great opportunity for a struggling youngster last week to find his rhythm without any pressure before the next series. This according to The Athletic. Instead, Hood refused to go in. Multiple sources confirmed.
Oh, good teammate.
Refused to go in the game.
Not embarrassing him, man.
A number of veterans huddled around him during the timeout and tried to make talking sense into him, but Hood still refused to go. How about that? Refused to go in the game with 7.5 minutes to go.
Something would never happen here. Unless it was Rondo. I don't know. Who's the most defiant player you've had here? You know, in the Stevens era. Probably Rondo.
But wait, who are you? Your team is up 30. There's 7.5. Hey, here's
get
some
your
playing
ass.
Time.
Get your
you
ass.
Haven't contributed Where, today.
Where's LeBron?
Why don't you get in?
Where's the king? Get your ass up and get in the game.
I think LeBron was in that group of people telling him to get in the game, and he refused. He wouldn't go into the game.
Yeah, he said, quote, he reportedly said, no, Calderon's ready to go.
Who then went in the game?
You're Rodney Hood.
Exactly.
Celtics in five.
That's the
like
Cleveland.
Jordan Richards telling Belichick, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah. I'm all set, coach.
You want your spot back? Go take it from him.
Yeah. I'm all set. Jordan Richards. I don't need to go in. Dr. Miller? Who's Dr. Miller here on the line?
This is Dr. Miller Light calling. Zoe always references my father, Dr. Miller. He's a chiropractor, so Bertrand, I know it's not your thing, but Zoe is a big fan. So Zoe, thanks for supporting my pops and me.
He's the best.
Chiropractic helps. And so I'm calling because a few weeks ago I actually called in, and it was right at the end of the season, and I had said that the boys in green remind me of the 2001 New England Patriots. So Zoe, at the time, you were thinking a little differently, but
greatest show
on turf. I'm thinking greatest show on the court right now, baby. We got them coming. Team looks pretty good, so let's see what we can keep doing. But, I mean, it's the underdog mentality that's fueling everybody through. Maybe that's why the Cavs didn't take them seriously, or maybe they're just pissed they had to work for it. But I like the way it's looking. Zoe, on to you. Thanks again for everything.
Excellent take, Miller Lite.
Great beer, by the way.
Tastes great, less filling. What? Great show on turf.
Nothing. Anything else you'd like to respond to in the call? Maybe the part about the Celtics.
Well, I mean, I laughed. I remember when he called, and I laughed at it because, okay, you're playing for a championship. You're the massive underdog here, and we never thought that, boy, you'd even get past, you know, LeBron James and company, but that's the way it looks like it's trending. We'll be having this discussion in a couple weeks. Yeah, greatest show on turf out west there.
Now, you always enjoyed the care of Dr. Miller?
Yeah.
While you were a player. Did your wife ever kind of get in your grill about how you were playing, not playing?
Oh,
anything
God.
Like that?
Oh, God.
Amy ever give it to you? Like, really, really rip into you?
I know what he's talking about.
Like, Zoe, you suck today.
Oh,
like, come home after, I don't know, preseason game number two. And
now,
and she's like, you, Scott, you were terrible tonight.
Nope.
Never, not once?
No.
Never just to get you going?
That'd be dad or
mom.
Get
light
your
the fire.
Get your head out of here.
Light the fire a little bit.
Yeah. No. No. No.
Maybe withhold some things until you play better.
Oh.
Is there any of that going
never
on?
Never do that on game day. Need your legs.
That's a myth. Have you heard this story about Lucas Glover's wife?
He beat the hell out of him.
I don't know if she. I don't know what she exactly did.
78?
But I got some respect for her in one regard and zero respect for her in another. We'll tell you that story coming up next.
I'm going to King Arthur, the Knights of the Round Table.
Could this head injury have been caused by a fall?
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Come to my window. Crawl inside, wait by the light of the moon. Come to my window, I'll be home soon.
I'm not totally sure why Jim went with this one.
I have no idea.
I've read the story. I don't
remember
window
meet
references.
You. Oh, to meet you.
Is this Melissa you. Etheridge?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So no one's named Melissa.
There's a window there that I see Jim through.
It's about going home.
I don't want Billy to come through my window.
I know you guys like the song.
We do, but we like it in certain moments. that I'm not sure that this one fits the bill. That's all. That's all. Just say. Turn it up, Jim. Just to meet
you. It's like Acoustic Sunrise, Dan O'Brien.
Come through my window. Ow! Crawl inside. Wait by the
tell you, man, the 90s really were something, weren't they?
They were.
They were.
Little this. Little Blind Melon. Little Spin Doctors.
Princess, but this isn't like. This isn't like either one of those.
Yeah, but it's like the 90s. It's like
that,
these.
But it, that era.
Yeah.
It's all right around
yeah,
the
same
time.
Yeah, but those
time.
Were like half-assed, hippie, half-assed jam band wannabe acts. Melissa life. Etheridge was.
It's all the same. It's all there. Man.
She's legit.
Sinead O'Connor. All right, like.
These John Zoe's all over the map.
These women with the shaved
right
heads.
Now, but it's all the same era.
They get all angry.
Okay,
all
right. Based on time frame, I met you in the 90s.
Clinton. Who's what? Skater. Yeah. Avril Lavigne.
MTV.
She got angry.
You know.
She got angry at
MTV
Avril Lavigne.
Spring Break. Yeah.
You know, Chalupas. You know. That was the other one in that movie, The Breakup, where they
Starter
got real
Jackets.
Angry. Vince Vaughn was there, and she was throwing all the crap out of the room.
All right. Okay, so here's the reason. Why? Actually, I don't have the reason why we played that song, but here's the story we want to get to, and why I was asking Zoe about his wife ever really, you know, getting mad at him about the way he had played. Lucas Glover's wife, golfer Lucas Glover, his wife Krista, was arrested for allegedly attacking him and his mother. The reason why she was mad at him was because, as Lucas told deputies, we're going to get to the news story.
Well, yeah, a lot of this is
but
in the story.
He indicated,
I
just want to say this. He indicated to police that his wife gets very upset with him when he does not play well. So let's get to the news report on it.
Okay. I don't see it here, Jim.
Oh, would you like me to keep going then?
No. I mean, I know it's supposed to be here, but... I got it. Here we go.
Okay.
It's from WCYB, Whiskey Charlie Yankee Bravo. In 3, 2, 1.
Golfer Lucas Glover won the U.S. Open in 2009. Since, the Jupiter resident has not seen a lot of success on tour, and it seems like that has led to an unhappy home life.
Now, first,
love the music in the background.
First things first,
love the storytelling,
Nice.
Aspect of this local news report.
Before they make it sound like, and I'll have to double check the timeline. I believe, in fact, I'm almost certain that he was married to his first wife, his high school and college sweetheart, when he won the U.S. Open back in 2009.
Oh.
And I'm not saying she looks like a complete angel, but she looked like a nice enough girl. Didn't stay with her. Hooked up with the new wife.
Glover's wife, Krista, was arrested late Saturday at the home the family was renting near St. Augustine. The arrest report states that she got in an altercation with her husband because he was struggling at the Players' Championship.
I couldn't care less if you're struggling.
Struggling.
And I don't want to kiss you.
When his mother tried to get in the middle of the fight, the report says Krista attacked her.
By the way, when I first saw the headline on this, is that professional golfer involved in domestic, you know, wife attacks, I'm like, oh, where was John Daly playing this weekend? Must be a Champions Tour event. This is something that you would expect out of John Daly. His father went after, like, a caddy once. I think a caddy of another player at a tournament, like, physically assaulted somebody. This is John Daly type of stuff. Go drink a bunch of Jack Daniels, play golf barefoot. Yeah, yeah. Grab the old guitar out off the bus and start strumming along. Lucas Glover?
Causing visible but minor injuries. Apparently, this was not the first time. Glover told the sheriff's office, this is from the police report, that every time he plays poorly in a tournament, Krista begins yelling at him.
Yes, and?
Stating he is a loser and ultimately starting an altercation.
Oh, a loser and what else?
Hashtag.
That report left out a word.
Kitty cat.
Hashtag meow. Him too. Movement's coming.
She calls him names.
Him
she
too.
Berates him. She tells him he sucks. He's a loser. Calls
this
him another
guy.
Word that we cannot say.
This, by the way, he didn't like, he didn't blow up on Thursday and shoot the trunk slammer on Friday. He made the initial cut at the TPC Sawgrass.
Well,
this was a weird tournament. They had two cuts. They had a cut after Friday, and then they had another cut after Saturday.
Well, when the ass whipping comes.
So this Saturday? Is the part. So after this is the, Saturday night, this you is got the his part, ass kicked.
This is the part I respect about her.
Oh.
Number one, her willingness to tell him that he is all those things. Sort of respect that, right? I sort of dig it.
Like, you see your mugshot?
Like, if we had a bad show today, you go home and you hear it at home, you're like, all right, well, I'm going to make sure I do my right. job right tomorrow.
Right.
I can't do this again. There's some sort of, just in the verbal part of it, not the physical abuse, just the verbal lashing. Sort of dig that. Go on. Is there more?
Oh, yeah, there's
more. Okay, go on.
He also told deputies, per the report, that she regularly yells at him about how he needs to fire everyone and how he better win or her and the kids would leave him and he would never see their kids again.
Okay, that, not cool. Now you've taken it too far. There's a line there and you crossed it, lady.
She is Ricky Bobby's wife. Remember how she tells me, you go out there.
Come on, y'all, dinner's ready.
Say this grace good because I want to win.
Yep.
And as soon as he stopped winning, what'd she do?
Left him.
Got with Cal.
If you want to raise them, those would have named a medicine man and medicine woman.
Glover later posted on social media that he believes his wife will be cleared. But she did not do herself any favors, yelling at police and refusing to enter the patrol car. Resisting arrest was added to her domestic violence charge.
This is the worst part about it and the part that I have the least amount of respect for. Because not only did she resist the arrest, but she was screaming at the police officers, quote, wait till the tour hears about this.
Yeah, wait till you get your ass locked up.
You will lose your job. Ready for this quote? This is where I find her to be a detestable human being.
Ugh. Well, all of it's detestable.
She said, you will lose your job. This is why cops get shot in the face.
Right. She's
wait till I talk with the judge. You will be effing fired over this.
I hope she gets hurt.
She's an awful person. And honestly, Beto, I know you're goofing around. It's like you kind of got respect for it. This is like one of those rare cases where you think like, how can a guy really be victimized to this extent? Like, Lucas Glover's like a big dude. He can handle himself. Yeah, he won a major, but he hasn't done much since. He's kind of been, you know, he's been struggling out there for like years now. This guy is totally, totally victimized by this woman.
I'll tell you why, because he has kids. That's why.
Hashtag
and,
him too.
And she, okay, so he also told the police this happens when she's been drinking. It's not an excuse. You start drinking like that, you start lipping off, you say that to a cop, that's in you. So that is somewhere in your DNA.
Oh, yeah.
So liquor
yeah,
just lets it out.
That ain't the booze talking when you say
sick.
Something insane
she's
like
sick.
That. I'm going to tell you, I saw the mugshot. She's got the crazy
she's
eyes.
Got crazy
eyes.
Crazy
she's
eyes.
Got crazy
it's
eyes.
Crazy eyes.
It's the booze that allow her to talk. It ain't the booze talking.
Mugshot.
She wants to say it, but unless she's got 19 drinks in her, she's not saying
it's
it out loud.
It's the booze that has allowed her to lose her inhibitions and just let it all out.
What?
She wants to tell a police officer that that's why they get shot in the face, because they show up to millionaire housewives who have no real attachment to reality. What the hell are you are insane
it's
lady.
Like going on a plane to start talking
we're
about bombs
jail.
And blowing things
honestly
up. That's where that thing's
spend 30
going.
Days in jail
you know
shoot
what?
A cop in the face
it's like a total gender reversal here. We look at women, they're like
Hashtag him too,
like she won't press charges so that you know the abusive husband gets out of jail and does it time and time again. Did you read the rest of Lucas Glover's statement on this?
Not as thoroughly as you did, apparently.
He essentially said, this is not what it seems.
And the public statement.
Allow us to handle this private matter.
He said that regrettably, although she was charged, we are comfortable that the judicial system is able to address what actually happened. What do you mean what actually
she's
happened?
She's abusing
pretty
you,
well
dude.
Documented she, what happened here.
It's documented now from multiple sources, people saying like, yeah, she does this. She's like sometimes waiting for him outside the clubhouse and like starts in on him when he gets done with the band.
Is that Tom Rinaldi reading that? Sounded like Tom Rinaldi.
I don't know.
Jim, can you play that music again? I dug the music in the background.
You just want to hear a little bit of the music here?
Yeah, just the two of us.
When his mother tried to get in the middle of the fight, the report says Krista attacked her, causing visible but minor injuries.
You know what? I feel bad for the guy. I think now he is like in some like
don't get the yips, bud.
Victim wormhole, you know. We've all thought it. It's like, lady, why didn't you just leave him? Why didn't you just press charges? Right? You can tell. It's like you get like almost like a hostage mentality. He obviously feels like he can't get away from her.
I'd like to know how much restraint the mother-in-law had to show to not press charges against her. Don't forget, the mother-in-law was there.
What
and
a
was attacked.
Nightmare for him.
I'm surprised she didn't go all out. I'm not putting up with this. Brutal.
People want to know about what's going on with Patrick Reed and why he doesn't talk to his parents anymore. I kind of want to know more about this. How long has this been going on? This makes Patrick Reed's family issues look like nothing.
You can do some part of this on the golf show this week?
Yes, it's going to be the lead segment.
We'll touch on it a little bit. It's a wild story, but
yeah, Marcy. I'd say, Marcy, what the hell did you used to beat me up with 8 years ago?
It's a wild story, but I don't find it all that like amusing, even from like a train wreck perspective. It's like we would never laugh about a woman who was in a position like Lucas Glover is. I'm not gonna laugh at this guy's troubles. That sucks. He's in a bad spot with his family right now. There's obviously a lot going on there.
Hardy has our headlines. We're back right here on Zolak and Bertrand with more of your calls. Celtics calls from the day. Carson Smith throwing his glove and popping his shoulder out.
That was unfortunate.
Freak accident, according to Alex Cora. And this Lucas Glover story as well. All right, don't go anywhere.
Sports Hub headlines.
Celtics went on a late run in order to seal things up last night with a 107-94 win over the Cavaliers in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Al Horford on that late run.
Just focus on Game 3. That's all we're worried about.
That's not you. Come on.
It's that point of the game where we needed to make plays. You know, they went on a run, and we felt like we needed to go on a run of our own and make sure that we secured the win.
Secure the win they did. Al Horford finishing with 15 points on the night. One of six Celtics in double figures last night. Al also a plus 14 for his 37 minutes on the court. Game 3 in Cleveland Saturday night. Houston plays host to Golden State tonight. Warriors have a 1-0 series lead. Red Sox send Chris Sale to the mound tonight, trying to get a win against the A's, who have won the first two of the three-game set. After the 5-3 victory last night for Oakland, Eduardo Rodriguez was the starter last night, who went five innings, allowed three runs. Headlines are brought to you by Gravely Lawnmowers, by a Gravely Zero. Oh, by the way, congratulations, Matt Light. He's going to be the 27th Patriot inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame coming up in September. There we go. Headlines brought to you by Gravely Lawnmowers, by a Gravely Zero Turn, ZTX Zero Turn Mower. For as little as $28.99, go to Gravely.com for your local dealer today. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines coming up in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5 The Sports Hub.
So glad that you decided to make yourself some microwaved eggs.
They stink.
Right at the end of the show.
Are you sure
it smells so good in the confined studio. That was a good idea.
Okay. By the way, we have to post the video.
Yeah. Let me edit it first.
I was going to send it to you.
Just send it to me. Airdrop it.
Okay.
There's almost a second video that we should have kept rolling on.
Which transpired
after we did our video. Because the disturbing people that are actual engineers. They just have zero sense of humor.
It's not our engineer.
Yeah, it sure isn't. Hey, you know,
check your phone there, Hardy.
All right.
Send that over to you.
Thank you.
So you have it. Yeah, edit that up, and we'll get that posted. What we did was had Zoe put the full raw egg in its shell, in his mouth, run around the parking lot with the egg in his mouth, just like a dog would.
Right.
Oh, like a retriever would. Golden retrievers are delicate.
God, take the bowl away. It stinks.
He wants to leave it in here for Felger and Maz. I know exactly what he's doing.
I don't want the eggs. It's good. It's good eggs. It's good protein.
Mm. Careful. Those can make you sick.
Can we talk about something that went viral last night?
What is it?
The thing that's sort of sweeping, not the nation, but remember the dress? Do you see brown or do you see gold? And it was really blue or whatever. I don't know what the hell the color was.
Sure.
Well, there's this thing now. There's a sound clip that you could hear. And when you listen to it, the voice either says, Laurel or Yanni? Or Yanni.
Yanni.
However you hear it. Yanni.
Okay.
So I played the sound clip. Jim, do we have it?
Laurel. Laurel.
Laurel.
I hear Yammy.
Like, no, you don't.
Yammy.
Yeah,
it doesn't sound like Yanni. It sounds like Yanny or okay. Yammy.
But I don't. Last night I listened to it, right, Hardy?
Laurel.
I listened to it last night.
Laurel.
100 times, and never once did I hear anything close to Yanny.
Play it again, please.
And I heard Laurel. Today.
Laurel. Laurel.
Oh, it's L-L-L-L-L.
All I hear is Laurel. I've never heard anything. I mean, I've listened to it in different frequencies. I stuck it in the old Hardy compound, the laboratory last night, and tried to increase the high frequency, took out the low end, did everything. All I hear is Laurel.
I can tell you it was a little clogged up. Took a Sudafed last night. I wake up this morning, I'm hearing something different than
that's
I heard
a
last
party.
Night.
Laurel.
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 So we did it to everybody in the house. 405.
I hear Yanny now.
Laurel.
I don't know how the hell that happened. Because I listened to it last night and heard Laurel. Clear as day.
So you hear Yanny now.
Yes.
So have you ever heard anything other than Laurel?
Laurel, all else. Laurel, Laurel,
me
Laurel,
neither.
Laurel, Laurel.
Jim Louth, you've always been a Laurel guy, right?
Yes, but everybody else in my house is a Yanny person.
Only, well, you have the two little ones.
Only two little ones. My youngest
my
and Zoe's youngest heard Yanny.
My youngest heard Yanny and Gary or Ganny. A G.
Gary.
Gary.
Our 16-year-old boy.
Gary.
What is T-Bone here?
He was freaked out. Tom, you're the... Wait. Let the young
Tom said
kid
he can
hear.
Go back and forth. He can hear it both ways.
What about the 16-year-old kid that's in there?
I bet he
intern.
Can. I bet
of course
he can.
Yep.
Tom?
I went back when I heard it again this morning. I was like, no, that's an edited clip. Because I heard it one way. I went back into the original file that you had sent or someone had sent last night.
Yeah.
And listened to that file. I'm like, no. I hear it differently now.
I've clicked
how
on
the
different
hell did
ones.
That happen?
I clicked on the ones you guys sent, that Jim sent. I went on Twitter, the ones they sent, the one that's online. And every single one that I pull up and play, it's Laurel. Laurel. Laurel.
It's not that hard to figure out.
Laurel.
I mean, we know
Yanni.
There's Yanni.
That's Yanni.
Yanni.
That's
Tom.
Not.
It's Tom. I hear Laurel.
That's him messing with us.
I hear Laurel.
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 That's terrible.
Well, I don't know what you're doing now, but you can't start your own.
Being a jerk.
You can't start your own.
I mean, it's just like, I didn't need to hear
Laurel.
This.
Laurel.
It's
wait.
Laurel.
It's Laurel.
Laurel.
What? I hear Laurel again. What the hell?
Yes.
What the
that
hell?
That was the point of the exercise. I
was
threw a few variables in
was
there.
Was that the same clip?
That's what? The original I just what? Played.
Yeah.
That you played 2 minutes ago.
Yeah. I'll play the original again.
I'll play it again.
Laurel. Laurel.
All I hear is Laurel now. How does that happen? Now that I don't understand.
Because I played the other versions.
What are the other
versions? Yanni.
No, don't stop it, Jim.
Yanni.
That's
Yanni. It retrained your ears.
Tell you what.
Play it again.
That Greek guy, Yanni.
Laurel.
Badass.
Play the original again.
Laurel.
Play the original one more time.
Laurel.
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 Laurel. What? All I hear is Laurel.
Don't go freaking out on me.
Now, that I don't understand. Left. How can your ears hear different frequencies better at different times? That now I'm a scared.
Jim, what's a 16-year-old kid think?
How does that
what
happen?
Is he hear?
What does he hear?
What do you hear?
What does 12-year-old Colin hear?
Our intern.
He hears Laurel.
Laurel.
That means you get bad here.
Younger people
I think it's 10
who
and
hear
under.
Better at high frequencies are supposed to be more.
And if you're his age and you're still hearing Laurel, that means you screwed up your ears with
bad.
Beats by Dre or something.
I love Beats by Dre.
Lanny and Jay Stu, both Laurel.
Laurel. Yeah, because they're normal human beings.
Sean,
only
the
Tom hears it both
Sean.
Ways.
Sean?
Freak.
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hey.
You still there?
What do you hear?
Say something interesting about this before I hang up.
I was just watching CNBC about 5 minutes before I checked in my car. Heard Yanny on CNBC, and then you guys literally talk about it the second I get in my car and I hear Laurel.
Thank God. Good. Thank God I'm not alone on that.
Well, probably
we played the right one.
Probably better sound system, a little more low end in the car. You're hearing the low frequency more.
I see what you're doing. But why? I play it out of the phone. What's the difference with the phone? Like I was
we
running around the house
be hearing
with my
Yanny
phone.
Over the phone, I would think.
Nope. I was running around with the phone.
I know.
And everybody said Laurel.
I can't hear Yanny at all.
Why is he saying Gary?
This is infinitely weirder than the green dress
This is better.
Right.
Black, this is better.
I never saw the dress as gold. Yeah, I always saw it as blue.
This is better because this is like trippy because it like affects, you know, our ears.
And it affects families.
Yeah.
Your youngest was upstairs in his room crying last night.
Strange. I'm like, you ain't strange, man. Mm. If they call you strange, you beat their ass. That's what you do.
Yeah, Calvin thought he was in trouble. He's like, what? I hear yammy. We said, no, seriously. Like, what do you hear? And
wasn't he dizzy today?
Yeah, he said he was dizzy. I said, no, you're not. You're going to school. Sister's sick. That's legit. You're fine. Go. Dizzy. Let's go.
Laurel.
I have a tweet that says, the first time you guys played it, I heard Yanny. The second time, I heard Laurel.
Bull crap.
See, I think you're playing two different clips back there.
He's messing with you.
Did you get shocked again?
No, I just... That's a stupid chair.
It's 30 seconds of it over and over again, looped.
Laurel. Okay, done with it. We're done. Not doing anything.
Okay, everyone knows about it by now.
It's Laurel.
But it's the blue dress, gold dress all over again. Same thing.
Yep. Pretty close. I like this one better, though.
Yeah, this one works for our purposes.
Yeah.
The other one, not so much.
The other one, like, still can't tell.
It's blue.
That really matter. It's a stupid dress.
There's a shoe one, too.
What do you mean, shoe?
Shoes that were different colors depending on who was looking at them.
Today's takeaways are coming up next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Time now for the Awaken 180 Weight Loss Takeaway of the Day. Take away your excess weight for life. The official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. Awaken180weightloss.com. All right, I'd like to thank Nesson for completely editing out my time with the Mass Pirates being up in the booth.
You're starting another war with Nesson now.
Not really. It's just good to know that two tweets could just completely get in the head of a network. It's
why don't you
awesome.
Mind your business? Why don't you just mind
I
your
will
business?
Say this.
Don't you get bigger issues, really?
Zoe currently has real estate.
I got real estate
in the minds of executives at Nesson.
And I dig it.
That's not an unfair statement.
I dig it. Thanks for having me out, by the way. It's a hell of a night. Good time. Good times. Speaking of good times, I love when callers call and get on Jim Louth.
Oh, we had a good one today.
It doesn't happen often, but when it does, it's glorious.
Jim's one of those sneaky, chirpy guys there with the mic.
Yep.
You know, and here you go, earlier in the day.
John in the car, talk to me about Kyle Korver last night.
Why didn't he play more? Is pretty much my question. I hate to agree with Lau because he's a whiny green teamer
it's
who likes to he's on YouTube all the time.
Excellent call. Excellent phone call. So
far. My takeaway.
Dude,
so get good. Over it. We don't need to be pumping the Celtics tires all the time. Like, why every team the Celtics do well does Lau complain if you aren't giving them their due? Get over it.
I just love the memory retention of some of our listeners.
What does the YouTube reference mean in there, though?
Because he knows that Jim Louth gave up cable and only watches YouTube.
No, there's TV. Something about watching Jim? What? Like watching Celtics Jim? Clips on YouTube? Or what is that?
Yeah, what's, I don't know.
What's the YouTube reference?
There? There's a ton of basketball stuff on YouTube,
yeah.
But I don't know.
Maybe it's your kid watching Larry Bird reruns. Maybe it's the fact you gave up cable and now you're just strictly off the grid.
All joking aside.
Yeah, so I gave up cable and it's YouTube TV. It's not just like I go on YouTube and I can pull up Nesson all of a sudden.
I watch YouTube.
I have to pay for a subscription and it's a separate
app.
Can
you imagine if all of Zoe's TV was run by YouTube? We'd never hear from him again.
The monkeys.
I mean, we watch him get caught up in regular YouTube.
I can watch.
If YouTube for him was TV and the YouTube videos that are stored online, we'd lose them.
Chimpanzees slapping the hell at each other all day. I could watch that for 10 hours.
I'm just glad Brad Stevens backed up my point on Kyle Korver. You didn't jump down his throat like you jumped on mine.
Oh.
You know why? Because Brad Stevens had to say something nice about someone other than LeBron James. He rightly went with Kevin Love. That's where the list sort of stopped. So he had to come up with a third. And the closest thing to a third was Korver because he had 11 lousy points.
Yep.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Whoop-de-doo! Did he hit a shot in the second half?
He didn't say second half. He said he gave us trouble in the first half.
He did. In the first half. When was the game won?
Second half.
In the second half.
When the rebound switch? Second half.
Yeah.
Mm. Way to adjust,
Brad. And here's the thing. I was just going to say that, all kidding aside, that James Louth's son is like what you ideally want as a sports fan for a kid. He's how old is he?
He's turned six next week.
He's not even six?
He looks like a cinder block.
And he already goes deep into the like YouTube files on Larry Bird.
Larry Bird. He doesn't care about the current Celtics.
He doesn't. He goes on there and watches endless amounts of sports.
He's really a true champ.
Of all the old guys.
True winner.
Came up to Jim the other day and asked him, Dad, you know who Julius Erving is? Like, this kid's awesome.
Jim Louth's son? That's surprising.
It gets it from his mother.
We have Brad Stevens on today.
Sure did.
Who is the head coach of the now Eastern Conference leading 2-0 Boston Celtics. And as always, every week, Scott Zolak has the first question of the interview. And this has become a point of real stress for Zoe. We give him a hard time about it all day. We've taken to giving him practice sessions in the hours leading up to that interview. So here's how the first question went today.
Brad Stevens on Zolak and Bertrand. Hi, Brad.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Well, Coach, first of all, congratulations on the big team win last night. And the other day, you said, I'm not too comfortable with all the praise that you've been getting. Now that you're up 2-0, maybe you're getting a little more comfortable. I saw you with your arms on cross at the end of that game last night.
They got to back it up. We couldn't hear the question.
Iron Man 1 and 2.
Yeah.
2-0.
Back it up. We got to hear it again.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Well, Coach, first of all, congratulations on the big team win last night. And the other day, you said, I'm not too comfortable with all the praise that you've been getting. Now that you're up 2-0, maybe you're getting a little more comfortable. I saw you with your arms uncrossed at the end of that game last night.
No. You know how it goes. Like
horse blinders, that's right.
2-0.
I ain't doing it anymore.
All right, fine.
Your first question was about. I will ask the first question.
If he's comfortable with praise because he had his arms uncrossed.
No, it was that a was question your, no, about that being was
your,
comfortable.
That was your lead-off question to the head coach of the Boston Celtics.
That was pretty much the question.
Who just beat LeBron James the first two games of the Eastern Conference Finals without Kyrie Irving, without everything else. You didn't have your arms crossed. You're comfortable with praise.
Now that you're up 2-0...
Iron Man 1 and 2.
I want my hairline. I got my hairline.
Okay,
back.
Now you're taking it a little too far.
I watch Iron Man 1 and 2.
Mine is Hardy today. This is a flashback to hockey season.
Oh,
we missed the Bruins. We missed having hockey games. As great as the Celtics have been,
so
it'd be great to have both of them in the Eastern Conference Finals right now, wouldn't it? That have been awesome.
We turned Adam Jones into a Canadian talk show host.
Jonesy instead of Bonesy.
Okay, that's why.
Quick trigger there, Jonesy.
Quick trigger there, Mr. Jones.
Mr. Jones.
Book your hotel in Cleveland. I don't know about Sacramento or the Golden State, wherever the hell they play. Where they play?
Oakland.
That's right. The Kings are in Sacramento. Golden State, it's tough. It's tough because they don't tell you. They don't tell you in the team name where they play, eh? You don't know. Golden State could be any number of things there, Mr. Jonesy.
What if Houston wins?
Houston, you know right where to go. You go right there to Houston, eh?
Two airports.
Well, that's where it gets a little confusing, doesn't it there, Mr. Jones? We fly out of, there's only the airstrip. We got the airstrip. The one gate, just go.
90 seconds, no commercials
here. What flight you on? The one flight that leaves here today, Mr. Jones.
That's funny, huh, intern? Intern's got a frozen face. All you do is smile. 4 hours.
Would you rather have him back there sulking?
I rarely see his back to where he's answering calls. Give me thumbs up, shooting the guns. I don't know what he's doing, but it's distracting me. I don't like his tactics.
First, I'm surprised that Jim Lau's son is into sports.
He doesn't follow me on Twitter.
Now I'm surprised that Zell's being distracted. I tell you, the surprises just keep coming today.
He didn't even know who John Wallach was.
He doesn't care.
Kid digs sports, though.
Kid's got...